The other two types of possible bakistin, not a filling we spoke about yesterday, but is that in the dough itself, there are other ingredients in the dough itself. We spoke about that when we spoke about mazonos rolls. There's a machlokes between the mechaber and the ramah. What is the definition of how much has to be mixed in to give it a status, the downgraded status from hamoitzi down to vereminei mazonos? According to the Shulchan Aruch, as long as the flavor is discernible in the, you can notice the flavor, there's enough there to notice the flavor, even though it's not the majority, it doesn't make a major change in it, but it's definitely discernible. So according to the Mechaber, that bracha would be vereminei mazonos. According to the Ramah, the minhag of the Ashkenazim, it has to be that if you're talking about something which is the majority, it's kamat, it's the roiv, that means the main flavor is by these other ingredients. You have a significant amount of sugar, of oil, of eggs, of that would change its bracha. Let's say so you have what's known as a raisin challah, so there's some raisins in there. The fact there's a few raisins mixed in is not going to change its bracha. If you would have a majority of it, which is raisins, it's not raisin challah anymore. It's raisins with some challah with it. That's a different thing. So the bracha would be, that situation would be different. That's regards to but even according to the Shulchan Aruch, if a person would be eating it, again, this is a possible bakistin. The person eats it as a meal. Person eats it. This is the way he eats it as a meal. So we go to the lachos of kviyas suda, which we'll talk about still, but clarify those points. So that you would make hamotzi. So even if you have a very sweet challah, but if a person eats it as that's he's going to be having his meal, so the bracha would be hamotzi lechem min haaretz. The last type is possible bakistin is crackers. So the flavor is still a bread flavor. It's not sweetened. It tastes like bread in that sense. But since it is hard, it's made more to snack on than to have as a meal. So crackers, hard pretzels, anything of that sort would have a bracha of bereminei mazonos and not the bracha of hamotzi lechem min haaretz. And unless you would be eating, the person would sit down, he's going to take a large amount of crackers. He's planning to eat a large amount of crackers. So then the bracha would be hamotzi lechem min haaretz. The question comes up. You're talking about things which are munched on and they're hard. So what's the status of the bracha of melba toast? What's the status of the bracha of bread croutons? You have in your salad, you have these bread croutons. Okay, yeah, bread croutons, bread croutons is a moitzi, right? Because they're bread. So what bracha do you make on the salad? You should take out the pieces of bread croutons and make a moitzi maybe. What is the status of bracha on melba toast or bagel chips? Or many of these different types of things, which the name is bread even. Bread sticks, What do you do with these type of things? So something which is breadsticks, by the way, even if it's called breadsticks, is clearly it's made to be a snack, and the bracha is mazonos. Again, assuming you're not eating a large amount of that. When it comes to something like a toast, regular toast, once it was bread, the fact that you toast it afterwards and make it hard is not going to change its status. It remains hamotzi. Something which is made lechatchila for the purpose of being to be made into this melba toast or bagel chips, etc. If the derech of this country is to eat it as a snack, it's brachas and mazonos. So even though you made it in the process of bread, and then the company makes it as a bread, and then they toast it very, very strong. Some do it in one process, some do it in two steps of the process. But either way, if it's made for that purpose, A, and in this country it's used as a snack, B, the bracha is mazonos, even though it's melba toast, even though it's bagel chips, even though it's croutons. So the croutons look like bread, so if a person would make homemade croutons out of leftover bread, it started out as a hamotzi, so the bracha is going to be a hamotzi. The company which makes croutons, they take leftover bread. They make it originally for the purpose of making the croutons. And croutons are not, people don't make meals out of croutons. Croutons are used as part of an ingredient in something else, as a snack, etc. So for the bracha on them would be bereminei mazonos and not a moitzi, unless you'd have a tremendous amount, you'd have a full, a sheer suda out of them. Okay, have a good morning.